podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Manas Mehta, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. The Cochrane Neonatal Group has produced 400 Cochrane reviews over the last two decades, updating these periodically as new evidence becomes available. In March 2020, they published the second update of their review of using sustained or standard inflation to help newborn babies who are struggling to breathe. We asked Dina Muscat-Meng, communications consultant at Cochrane Sweden, to interview lead author and director at Cochrane Sweden, Matteo Bruschettini, to tell us about the latest findings.
Matteo, perhaps you could begin with a few words on why some newborn babies might require a sustained inflation of their lungs.
Well, Dina, at birth, a baby's lungs are filled with fluid, which must be replaced by air if they are to breathe properly. This usually happens naturally, but some babies have difficulty, and one in every 20 to 30 need help to do so. Our standard practice is to provide short inflations, which mimic a normal baby's breathing efforts. But sustained inflation, lasting more than 5 seconds, has been suggested as a way to expand the lungs more rapidly and allow them to exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide sooner.
So, was the review an opportunity to compare these approaches?
Yes. It is important to know if these methods have similar or different effects on a baby's breathing and survival rate. And so we looked for evidence on the benefits and harms of sustained lung inflation compared with standard inflation up to 1 second.
And what did you find?
We found 10 studies enrolling nearly 1,500 babies were born before their due date from 23 to 36 weeks of gestational age. In each study, the sustained inflation lasted between 15 and 20 seconds at pressure between 20 and 30 centimeters of water. Most studies provided one or more additional sustained inflations if the baby did not respond well. There was also one study with 9 babies which we analyzed separately because it combined use of sustained or standard inflations with chest compressions, an additional intervention that might help babies begin normal breathing.
And what did the studies tell us about the different types of inflation?
They show no important differences for babies who receive sustained or standard inflations on mortality, intubation during the first 3 days of life, or chronic lung disease. But babies receiving sustained inflation at birth may spend fewer days on mechanical ventilation. However, we have a moderately low level of certainty in these findings, given that there is a relatively small amount of research available to date. There are also several ongoing studies which, when they are finished, might help us determine whether sustained inflations are beneficial or harmful.
Looking further into the future, what should new studies aim to investigate?
We need studies that provide more detailed monitoring of the procedure, such as measurements of lung volume and presence of apnea before or during sustained inflation. It will also be important for future randomized trials to enroll infants who are at higher risk for morbidity and mortality, to present data for different gestational age groups, and to measure long-term neurodevelopmental outcomes.
Thanks very much for all of this information, Matteo. If people want to learn more, how can they get the review?
Thanks, Dina. The review is published online and is available at cochranelibrary.com. If people go to the website and search for sustained inflation for neonatal resuscitation, they will see the link to it.